W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling.
This is the WTH podcast.
Howdy, howdy, and welcome in to episode 691 of the WTH podcast.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers.
If we sound different, we have new microphones.
Ooh, sweet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They sound fantastic. Hope everybody got a chance to listen to the live podcast that was recorded at STAB at the Sacramento Podcast Festival. That went up on Wednesday.
That shit was fire, yo.
Everybody there was laughing with their jaws unhinged. It was a good time.
Everybody was laughing. We had people in stitches.
For a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock show, it was fantastic.
It was a lot more than I expected.
Right?
A lot more.
We got a lot going on. So we're here with a couple of shows to go today. We're only recording two tonight, which is nice. We're recording on an off night. It's just been crazy.
Shit gets nuts. I think it's crazy for all of us right now.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
You think?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, at least it's a dry heat right now, too.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not 101 today.
It was beautiful. It was 91 and it was like heaven.
Yep. It sure was. So over the last week, normally I ask you guys first, but I'm going to go first.
Go for it, dude. Be selfish.
Yeah. Well, it's not selfish. I'm just going to give you guys a chance to bring up the rear on this.
Oh, I definitely.
So a couple of things that happened over the past week, we ended up having to put our dog Petey Jim down. His heart failure became too much for him to overcome, and the decision was made, and we had to basically a week ago today, as we're recording this, we had to make the decision to put him out of his misery. And what was really interesting is I saw on Facebook, I saw at least six people I know posting about losing a pet.
Yeah.
It within a few days of that. Dogs, cats. It was just like, what is going on? It was just really weird that it all sort of happened all at once. So that sucked, but you know, when the time comes, you just have to, you can't make them suffer, you know, just to keep them around a little bit longer because it's not fair to them. All of a sudden got home, one day and it wasn't raining out, but the roof in the dining room was leaking, which is right below the big air conditioner on the roof. And so we're getting a new air conditioner and we need a new roof because we got a roof leak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we had our HVAC company come out and they did I forget exactly what it was, but he gets up on the roof. He goes, oh yeah, it needs to be flushed out. This needs to be flushed out. So they took care of that. And, thankfully, no damage that we saw.
No damage from the
whatever overflow of the water was.
And it leaked into the house?
Yeah, it came in through the ceiling fan.
Is your the drain pan too small or?
No, I think there was just a blockage of the draining. Mm-hmm. So it's not too small. It's just when you have a blockage.
And when you have a blockage.
You know how that can be.
It just comes out somewhere.
So that it was just a really, really weird week. And we did go to Reading over the weekend, which,
wow, it just hits. They don't stop coming.
Reading is fine. We're going to visit Leslie's family.
Well, no, I know, but it's still a drive. This is all I'm hearing is no relaxing, no sitting for a moment and enjoying things. Like,
hey, but we have a 3-month-old in the house.
I know. That's why that time can be so precious. Like, I'm constantly looking for moments where I can have
when the baby's not screaming at you.
One of them.
when the baby's not literally screaming in your face.
Oh man.
It's one of the, and you've got two.
Dealing
with all that. You're looking a little tired. You're rubbing your eyes. So now if a 3 month old were rubbing her eyes like that, I would go, you're getting tired. And then there would be like, and I go, oh, and you're getting cranky tired. So you're going to be a real pain in the ass to put down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cranky tired sucks. Yeah.
I'm already a cantankerous old, like I'm 40. I'll be 42 this year and I'm already a cantankerous old man. Like,
yeah, well, it's not going to get better with two little kids in the house.
Oh, no. Get the fuck out of here, man. Just shut. I can have dreams, right? I can have dreams. Yeah, that's so anyhow. So not to disparage going to Reading.
Going to Reading was fine.
It's just, all I see is that's a 4 hour drive.
No, it's not.
It was 2 hours there and 2 hours back, right?
Yeah. But so we went up one day and came back the next.
All right. That makes it better.
Yeah.
That makes it better. Like I'll give it to you. And you do have, and the little ones are actually okay on car rides most of the time.
Sure.
Was she?
For the most part.
Yeah. It's usually like maybe like the last half hour.
Yes. When I said, when she started to get fussy and I said to Leslie, and we're about in Woodland, I said, do you want to pull over? Do you want me to get off the freeway so we can take care of this? And she said, no, we'll be home in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's yes.
And about a minute and a half later, the screaming started from the back seat.
It
did not stop. And it is so hard not to turn to your partner and just yell at them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just like, it's just, you can't escape it. Like, so when CJ was just like about 2.5 months old, 3 months, like, so she was born October 19th. So we went for New Year's. We decided that we would go away to, Fort Bragg, mm-hmm. for that area. Okay. So it's a drive and we're like, hey, this will be our first long car trip with the kid and see how it goes. And it's like a 3.5 hour drive.
Right.
And we knew we'd have to get out at least once for lunch or something like that. Well, it was pretty much the exact same thing on the way back. Cause it's never on the way there. Like the way there is usually pretty dope. Not that big of a deal is from what I've seen, but like a few days later when we were coming back, it was like the last 20, it's like they can sense. We were like in Dunnigan, like 45 minutes away and a little bit of fussing starts. Mm-hmm. Then by Woodland, all of a sudden, like it's like full on screaming. But you do that thing where it's like, hey, should we pull over? And the
answer to that question is, I'm not even going to ask anymore.
Yeah, just pull over.
I'm just going to get off the highway and go.
Change the diaper, give them a bottle, and then get back in the car. Like that's like, or burp them, get them back in the car.
Whatever has to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever has to happen is going to happen because
you were driving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And driving with a screaming kid is the worst.
It's a challenge. It's always a challenge.
It's tough. Like, I can't take it.
Yeah. I mean, you're going across, you're like, should I swerve off the, off the road and the sounds.
Yeah. Like how much pain would it be? This is morose. This is like very morose.
Yeah. we're of course just kidding. Yeah. It's just one of those.
Are we though?
Cause it's like this. The best way to explain it, if you've not been in the situation is.
And don't say you've been on a plane with a baby crying.
Not the same.
It's not the fucking same.
No. Cause you're not the one dealing with it.
You're not having to deal with that shit. So shut the fuck up.
It's like having someone with a big knitting needle, actually two of them, and one of them, they're poking you right behind the eyeball and the other one right in the ribs.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's tough, man. But we do it, bro. We do it.
Yeah. Of the week, it's such a small part.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a small part of what's going on in dealing with all that. It's just, it's a lot to, because, you know, when they get a little older, you can go, all right, it's time for you to go to bed. You can start to reason with them or whatever. When you got a, there's no reasoning with a baby.
No. Oh, I mean, I'll tell you when we get to the age where you can reason with them. Because you definitely can't reason with a 2.5 year old.
Well, you have to set a precedent for that.
No, it doesn't even matter, man. Oh,
when they get about five, then they'll start trying to reason with you.
Yeah. Two and a half, though, she is like, she does not give a fuck, and she's going to do what she wants. She's going to look at you and be like, hey, like, no, don't, like, don't, no, use your spoon. Don't play with your spoon. And she'll look at you and go, drop.
Oh, so she's a cat.
Yeah, she's a 2.5-year-old, and cats, yes, are very, I think that same fuck you look. Same, but also they think it's, she thinks it's so hilarious. She does it and then laughs at me. Yeah, she has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, back in the day, if you were a kid and you did that, you know what you'd get? A smack.
Yeah, but you know.
And then it's not funny.
Yeah.
Is it funny now? Is it funny now?
Yeah.
Well, we take away story time, and we take some things away.
No. It's perfectly acceptable, normal parenting today to do that. But when I was growing up, and Kareem, you know the situation.
Yeah.
If you were 2.5 years old and you did that to an adult, you would get a smack.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you want to throw shit? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to happen in our house.
No, and it shouldn't. It's not a good way to parent. It's not okay. But that is. I do love though when people go, hey, that's how I was brought up, and look at me, and I go, yeah, you have problems. You got anger management issues. You clearly can't see things for what they are. You voted for Donald Trump, whatever it might be.
I mean, it's just like understanding and constantly being reminded that this kid is experiencing things for the first time on a daily basis. Like everything is so new. Even when they're 2.5, like the feelings and the emotions that they're having, they're first starting to realize it. Like, I get home today and CJ's like, she's telling me that that mommy's angry at her. She's like, angry, mommy angry, CJ. It's like, okay. Yeah, you're just ratting yourself out, kid. What's going on?
What did you do?
Why was mommy angry? And then mommy's like, because what'd you take from baby Alma? I took Binky from baby Alma. It's, you know, it's just like, it's
like, why did you do that?
Yeah. Why did you do that? I don't know. And it's just like, but you have to keep talking. You have to keep like, no, CJ, look at me. Look at me. Why did you do that? But that's baby Alma's. My baby Alma can't move. She's stuck there. You have to help her. You can't take things away from her. And then she starts playing with her spoon, and then looks at me and drops it.
Yeah, and here's what you have to do when she does that.
Look at me.
Look at me. Yeah, that's what I do. Chris got on me because she's like, you talk mean to her. I said, I'm not talking mean. I'm talking to her sternly. I'm not yelling. I'm not being mean. We have to start setting limits, Chris. Like, when I talk to her, she needs to know daddy's mood has changed. Daddy's not happy daddy, playful daddy anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but.
Look, leave Chris alone by herself with her.
Oh, no.
Take baby Alma out. Leave Chris at home by herself with her. During that time period, that shit will change.
Oh, no, it does, because I pointed out, as soon as Chris makes that comment, I was like, Chris, I've seen you with her for like 5 minutes before, and you just can't deal with it. And then I have to. Like, I'm the one that it always ends up having to deal with it. So
wait till your father gets home.
Like, so it's not even that. It's just because Chris is so wrapped up in the other baby, she doesn't understand that, like, CJ, like, there's no way I can tell her that she's not going to have story time because she's not brushing her teeth, like, and do that in a nice, fun way. Like, you can do it in a nice, fun way a couple of times, but on the 15th or 20th time, like, you have to be like, you know, I don't let it go that far. It happens 2 times now, and she goes to bed.
You got to go to dad voice.
But you have to go to dad voice. And there's a different, like, so I was letting Chris know, that's my dad voice. Like, you have to develop your dad voice.
Now, here's the question. Did you give it to Chris in your dad voice?
No. Get on that bed now. No. See, that's so weird. I don't like
that. Might help you out.
I mean, like, no, I talked to her like that. Her mom was at the show.
At Hebrew school once.
Her mom is the show, so I can't say stuff.
But. That's yeah, don't. It's probably fine.
I am a comedian, so she should know that I.
It's totally true. Hey, everyone, I want to thank anybody who's been helping us out by hitting the Shop Amazon tab at WTHpod.com. It helps support the show and doesn't cost you anything extra. So if you haven't been, go ahead and do that. You can also shop Target. As you've noticed, every Target store has taken Primo parking spots and given them to people who order their stuff online to be picked up. You can be one of those people.
You can.
Go to WTHpod.com, hit the Shop Target thing at the top corner, and go ahead and order what you want, and then pull up and be one of those a-holes in those spots and don't have to run into the store. It's a cool way to deal with things. So thanks for doing that. Oh yeah, Kareem, how was your week?
Week has been good project-wise. The exhibition has been getting a bunch of great reviews. It's really cool to be in there and listen to people talk about the photography and them not know that it's you. Mm-hmm. So Sunday, we did an event there. She does a Sunday brunch on second Sunday. So okay. We were in there for that and just listening to people talk about the pictures as I walked around. Was great. I got on the cover front page of the Sacramento Observer.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know if I told you that.
I saw it on social media. Yeah.
So that was great. That stuff is so everything with the exhibit is really good. Other shit's not so good. we've had a 14-year-old at the house for over a week now, so I feel like Jason.
What are you doing?
And she doesn't leave the house at all. Mm. So in the end, she has a dog. So, you know, some of my, so I'm a bit frustrated right now.
In more ways than one.
What's your problem?
I'm a bit frustrated right now.
This is Kareem at home.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Like, get out. Oh man. So that, and then, dealing with my mom and not eating. So we have an appointment with somebody that comes into the house and cooks and whatnot, next Tuesday to try to get that set up. But you know, of course, once we finally got somebody to get, we're at a point where we're trying to get it set up. She's like, oh, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, you're too late now.
That ship has sailed. Use your dad voice.
Yeah. It's like, if you feed yourself for a week straight, then we'll talk about canceling. But until then, yeah, it's, that person's coming.
You should go stay with your mom.
Huh?
You should go stay with your mom.
Oh, no. Well, at this point, we're thinking about it. But, you know, she has an issue with our dog being in the house. But, you know, it's like,
we're not her to live with you. You go live with her. I'm saying.
Oh, like, yeah.
So you'd be away from everything else. Deal with one problem at a time.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. You're going to have another problem. It's your girlfriend. She'll be like, what are you doing?
She'd be like, no, if she's a good girlfriend, she'll understand. No, she's like, I understand.
No.
She's not going to understand.
She's not going to understand that. Because part of it is going to be like, oh, if I got to deal with this shit, you got to deal with it too.
Exactly. All right. So let's get into the show here. President Trump, we're just going to let his words speak for themselves.
Was up before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. And again, he was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though.
By the way, not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news, I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man. That he was going to go to jail. And then the report comes out, and they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about
him. Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think. Coming from
Russia,
you do.
I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever.
Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different. A stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called, from a country, Norway. We have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with Oppo research, right, they come up with Oppo research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called Oppo research.
Okay, so.
Oh, fuck, man.
A lot of people in Congress, including several Republicans, have come out and said, no, if someone does that, the first thing I do is call the FBI. That is not how we do things.
It's called Oppo research. Look it up. It's called Oppo research. Oh, wait. Look it up.
I have never called the FBI on anyone. How many people have you been involved with where you thought you needed to call the FBI?
Yeah.
Now, if he thinks that he has never called the FBI on anybody is a normal thing, he has dealt with too many motherfuckers that should have had the FBI call.
Well, I've never called the FBI on anybody, but then again, I've not been involved with the type of people you'd call the FBI on.
Yes. Yeah. And I think he has.
Oh yeah. The way that he phrased it definitely can leave some,
if I thought there was a problem. Yeah. Here's the problem. Your judgment is terrible.
Yes.
Well, just the idea, here's the thing. It's one thing if, Kareem Daniels comes forward and says, "Hey, I have this information that you should have, Donald Trump." That's one thing. Kareem's a citizen of the United States and has the right to give you that information.
Right.
He's not.
I love how he always goes to Norway, though. Let me find the whitest country I can think of. Let's say Norway.
Every time. I
did enjoy that his defense of that the following day was to tweet out that he talks to a lot of foreign leaders, including the prince. He was listing them, Queen of England, Prince of Wales, and he spelled Wales like the animals.
Do you think it might have been an autocorrect situation where he just automatically did it?
No, I think he's an idiot.
Oh, he did use a capital W.
Yes, he's an idiot. I think he's an idiot. As I posted on Facebook, I cannot give him the benefit of the doubt. Cannot. Here's the thing. I bet it did autocorrect to Wales spelled properly, and he went back and quote unquote fixed it.
Yeah.
I would bet more on that happening than the other way. That's all I'm saying. And
it doesn't matter how many signs and how many things have I seen in my life just being 41 years, like where I know how to spell Wales, the place.
Right. Well, here's the other thing. He went through and his defense was, oh, I talked to all of these people. He listed our allies. Yeah. Now, if our allies have information, important information about a political opponent, they're going to call the FBI.
Yes.
Right.
They're not going to go to your campaign and go, hey, we like you better. They're going to call the FBI or the CIA or whichever agency is appropriate to report that to and go, hey, we've got an issue with this person. We're hearing that there's criminal activity. Here's what we have for information. Exactly. Because it's not a political issue. It's a security issue.
Yeah.
And he's too dumb to understand that.
He really, really is. Ah,
he's really smart.
So angry.
He's smart. He's smart in so many ways.
Oh, my God.
He's bigly smart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, man, people can be smart and still be dumb, all right?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
That's right, I am. Speaking of dumb people who are smart. let's talk something serious before we get to something fun. The prosecutor in the Central Park 5 case, Linda Fairstein, has been dropped by her publisher. I know that'll make Kareem happy. She is a best-selling crime novelist. Former Manhattan sex crimes prosecutor portrayed in a new movie as having railroaded the former Central Park 5 has been dropped by her publisher last week. The publisher has terminated its relationship with Fairstein, and it's the latest fallout for her from the Netflix documentary. In the series' wake, Fairstein has stepped down from several prestigious nonprofit positions, resigning from the boards of the Safe Horizons Victim Services Agency, God's Love We Deliver, and the Joyful Heart Foundation.
I'm dancing a jig over here.
Mm-hmm. She's the author of 24 books, including 16 New York Times best-selling crime novels, as well as nonfiction work that was a New York Times Notable Book of the Year. Her most recent book, Blood Oath, came out in March, and she's declined to comment to the Associated Press about the story.
But she did write an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. And somebody had the gall to post it, like somebody that I know posted that and said, I haven't seen the documentary, but this makes me think about, you know, and I'm like, dude, do you even realize that this was an op-ed by the person that is like they're skewering in the document? Like, of course she's going to say something.
Right. So she was like, oh, well, they were acquitted of that, but they could have been involved in the other things that were going on.
No, they were Kareem.
They were involved. They were involved in the other things.
In the beatings of those other people.
Those other people. And the other people in the park named them. So we already know that they lied on each other.
Right.
The kids did. The five did. So we already know that they lied on each other and that only two of them actually knew each other going into it. Period.
Yeah.
So you want me to believe that these five kids lied on each other in that setting and that none of the other people that you had in there would have lied on them too? Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, like, man.
So you.
Fuck that shit, dude. Like, listen, if you couldn't bring up fucking charges back then on something that actually fucking happened that you actually had fucking witnesses for and you just went for the other one where there was no even evidence that it happened, then you are a horrible, horrible prosecuting attorney.
No, she's a horrible human being.
I was giving her some credit for a second. Yeah. I was going to take it away, dude. I was going to take it away in a few seconds later.
Hey, don't jump on him. He's going to take it away.
The guard, stupid ass bitch. Like, fuck that bitch, man. Fuck her.
And then the other prosecutor that was involved, she just,
she had a chance to make things, like, she could have said, like, you know what I mean?
She could, look, this, and this is one of my issues with the, in cases like this, is that 9 times out of 10, the prosecutor never admits that they made a mistake.
No, well, the prosecutors and district attorneys get reelected based upon the number of convictions they get. And that's all they're interested in is getting convictions because look how tough on crime I am. Look how many convictions I got. Look at this high profile case that I closed to keep you safe. And that's what they run on. And that's what people vote on.
Wait, that couldn't happen in a city like Sacramento, in a county like Sacramento, right? That would never happen.
Yep.
Oh, wait, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, like, did they just happen to find who the Golden State Killer was 2 weeks before the election?
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, that's, fuck them. Fuck all of them, man.
I'm not buying into your conspiracy theories. By the way, here's the thing.
It's not conspiracy theories.
The idea that they didn't find him.
They had the information for that. They waited before that. Yeah. She waited. She sat on it.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. It wouldn't have mattered because when people vote, they go, oh, I know them.
Yeah.
That's how people vote. I know them.
Yeah, especially in.
How do you think we got Donald Trump?
Especially in.
Oh, I know him.
I know.
But especially in cities like this, because nobody ever really knows anything about the district attorney,
or the person running for sheriff, or anything like that.
Yeah, unless you've had a run in with them, you have no idea who that person is, and people just check the box.
If you had a run in with them, you probably can't vote.
There's that.
There is that. But yeah, I'm like, fuck, you can't sue the district attorney personally. So I'm glad that your chickens have come home to roost and motherfuckers are dropping you because now they see who you fool.
Now they see who you are.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you that you got by this long.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you had like 20 years to be a celebrity author and all kinds of shit.
And these kids had to sit in jail for something they didn't do.
Here's the other thing. She is going to be fine because we have the right-wing media.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She will find a home with Fox News or The Blaze or Breitbart or any one of these places where whether they'll say it out loud or not, black people are bad and scary.
Yeah. And then the fucking cop that's in the movie that was the other asshole that was a part of getting the confessions. This bastard died after the documentary, after the movie came out. So the weekend of like the first week it showed on Netflix, this bastard died. So he didn't have to get his just desserts, fucker.
Well, he's still dead.
No, that's not enough. I wanted to pull this motherfucker up. So
he had to die knowing that everybody knew that he was fucking crooked.
If you believe in the afterlife and you believe in God and on all of the punishment that comes along with that, he's paying.
Yes.
He's paying. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to things that aren't quite so serious. Bill Maher cannot take a joke. Representative Katie Porter went on his show last week, and it was interesting how Bill Maher reacted to her making it. It was just a quick offhanded joke, and you'll hear it here because I'm going to play the audio in a second. It was funny, and he could have just moved past it, but no, he couldn't.
I'm a little squishy and always have been because they told my mother after my sister, very difficult birth, she shouldn't have another one. So knowing that I could have been on the cutting room floor, I'm...
The cutting room floor. He could have been aborted.
Why is that so terrible? But I get it. As long as it's still in you...
Your mom made her choice.
Yes.
And we're all here. Yeah. What's the consequences of that choice?
Great joke.
That's a burn.
Yes, great joke. Burn. It was a sick burn. It was funny. It's what people who sit around a table and bust balls do.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is, that's what Bill Maher allegedly likes to do. Now, at this point, he's looking at her and his expression says one thing. Bitch. The other panelists are losing it.
First of all, fuck you. Go watch another show. We got a lot on the lot here. If I'm not doing it,
I'm
asking the hard questions.
God bless Ms. Maher. God bless her for having you. Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm a mom with three kids. It ain't easy. But the point is, she and your father, and she made her choice.
Yeah, again, I'm not arguing what you're pretending I'm arguing for, all of you on this panel, and you assholes.
I don't even think Quinn said anything, so I don't think he should be blamed for
this. He's not. I'm talking to you, totally too. Look.
Bill Maher cannot take a joke.
I don't know. It sounded fine.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
She did.
Can't see his facial expressions or how angry he looks.
If you see his facial expressions, you'll know Bill Maher cannot take a joke.
He sounded like he was taking the joke okay.
No. No, he was not.
Because he was still trying to explain. That's when you know he's not taking it well.
Yeah, he's trying to explain. His fuck you was like, it was either to the audience or someone on the crew who was laughing. Because it wasn't toward the people on the panel.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not going to get up in the face of a U.S. representative and say, fuck you, because they cracked a joke on him.
Yeah.
But the people that were laughing at it, because she wasn't laughing. She just cracked it. And
everybody. I know she was laughing at the people that laughed. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there are a lot nicer people somewhere else. And that other place is Canada, where Jimmy Kimmel asked fans in Toronto to trash talk the Golden State Warriors. And here's what they got.
We're talking to Canadians and asking them to trash talk the Warriors. Are you ready? Trash talk.
No. You don't do that here.
And we are asking Canadians to trash talk the Golden State Warriors. Are you ready? Trash talk.
I would not do that against anybody. Canadians don't do that.
Let me hear you trash talk the Warriors a little bit. Trash talk.
No. We are polite. Wait, we are Canadians.
I mean, they're a great team. I don't think I can trash talk them. I think they're in the finals for a reason.
Why would I trash talk them? They haven't done nothing wrong to me or my team. All I'm saying is everybody's playing right. So if they want to win, they better play better than us. That's all I can say.
Those are all white people, right?
Well, it's Canada, so you stand a pretty good chance of that.
They're presenting white.
Yes. Okay, just checking.
look, I'm well, yes, no one asked Drake what he thought.
Yeah, cuz I'm like,
if that's okay, what you're, if that's yes, what you're getting at.
Yeah, but you can't get wider than that. Oh, wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the one of those weird things. So we're going to skip over
I just can't, like, come on, man. Like, one of the, like, the hottest rappers like the last 10 years is like wheelchair kid on, yeah, Degrassi, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Drake is a problem.
No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, like, he has the best ghostwriters in the business.
Sick burn, dude. Sick burn. All right, let's do this.
Let's leave the hustle and...
Nope.
Florida. Land of enchantment.
That's it.
And crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll happen, at least I know. I had to go to a Canadian news source to find this story about Florida, but I think it's worth it.
Taking it. That Burger King employee is mopping a table in the kids' area. What goes through your head?
I was just disgusted, honestly. I had just ate on that table. Like, did you do this yesterday? Do you do this every night? Did you do this morning?
Katie Zoran recorded this video at the St. John's County restaurant and has questions for Burger King. She sent the video straight to corporate and received this response. Thank you again for bringing this matter to our attention, and rest assured that your comments have been forwarded to the appropriate management team.
There is going to be a review on every page because I feel like this is unacceptable.
We looked into this Burger King's inspection reports with the state. It shows 7 basic violations and 1 intermediate violation, including vents in the kitchen containing mold and the interior of the freezer soiled with food residue.
Unsanitary? It shouldn't have happened.
So, dude was mopping the floor, and then he picked up the mop and used it on the tables.
Oh, lazy bastard.
Burger King has put out a memo saying don't do that. Seriously?
Some dumbass.
Also in Florida, a Florida man who had cocaine on his nose when the vehicle he was traveling in was stopped told arresting officers the drug was not his.
Of course it wasn't.
Yes, that cocaine in my nose, not mine.
Not mine, buddy. There was this guy in front of me. I fell down. He had his pants down. He had a bunch of cocaine in his butthole.
Oh.
And my nose just fell in it.
Fabricio Jimenez, who's 20, was a passenger in the car that was pulled over at 3:45 a.m. Nothing good happens at that hour. When a Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputy approached, the female cop immediately noticed a white powdery substance on his nose, which she recognized to be powder cocaine. His nose was subsequently swabbed and a field test returned the positive result. There's a photo of him too. Yeah, it's crusty, it's white, and it's all around his nose. A search of his shoes yielded a small bag of cocaine, while police also seized a backpack with 250 grams of marijuana and 13 Xanax pills.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he was arrested on 3 felony narcotics possession charges, attempted to tell deputies the cocaine on his nose was not his. It doesn't appear he offered an explanation as to how someone else's cocaine got onto his nose, though. He's also facing probation violation charges in connection with a conviction last year on what? Oh, yeah, cocaine and marijuana charges. After pleading guilty to 3 felonies, he was sentenced in November to 2 years probation and ordered to perform 50 hours of community service. He was also arrested last August following a traffic stop in Tampa, where they found 11 bags of pot, 4 bags of cocaine in a backpack of the 2009 Honda Accord that he was alone in.
Does he not know how to drive?
Clearly not.
Who's driving? Like, you got that much coke on you. Coke and weed. You're driving the speed limit.
He was probably driving way under the speed limit.
Or he was just driving the speed limit and he's brown by himself.
Or they know who he is at this point and they just keep pulling him over.
Oh, that is the most white guilt response to anything I've ever heard. It wasn't the fact that he's driving around with weed and cocaine in his car. That's not it. He was brown. That's why.
No,
they knew what they were looking for.
My brother was driving without a license, and the police knew who he was, and he would still drive without a license. And they would see him and be like, "Oh, we know you don't got no license."
Making our job too easy for us.
Yeah. And we know you deal drugs, so we're gonna pull you over because we're gonna check to see if you got a license finally.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
We know you don't have a license, and you know what else we know? You've got drugs.
Yes.
So that's what's going on in Florida, and that will do it for Florida Corner for now. Hey, it's time to check in with our old pal, Coach Dave. Yep. And I say our old pal in ways where I don't mean pal at all. I believe Coach Dave to be an a-hole. We talked about it last week. I believe, Jason, you weren't here, but over Memorial Day weekend, Coach Dave and a few dozen others went to Chappaqua, New York, home of Hillary Clinton, to demand her arrest.
Oh, that's nice.
They're planning to return in July.
Oh, good for them. It'll be good mosquito season then.
They hope that it will include members of Congress that time, saying, we're going back to Chappaqua. Well, let's just listen to Coach Dave. See what he has to say about
Most of you know we're going to go back to Chappaqua. Mark Trump, I think it was Mark, he or Matt, found this most unbelievable video. Jared, it says the Hillary crime video is what it says.
Oh.
Folks, this is amazing. I know that we are striking the right target, no matter what everybody else says. Mark Trump found this. This was a year ago. Now, this video is 14 minutes and 34 seconds. I'm not going to show all of it.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
Thank and you. Who's Mark Trump?
That's a good question.
But did you guys know that Congress demanded the arrest of Hillary Clinton and the appointment of a second special counsel a year ago? Did anybody know that?
Did you know that, Jason?
No.
Oh, did you know that?
I know the Republicans tried.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, what? Did you notice Hillary's brother died? Have you noticed?
Yeah, her brother. Did I notice? Yeah, she put out on Twitter, my brother passed away. And right-wing assholes did nothing but say shitty things to someone who lost their brother.
Assholes.
A string of, how do we say it, suspicious deaths. As the deep state begins to get exposed, a police chief in New York City who's working closely with Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Well, allow me to retort.
You're an asshole. You're just putting together things randomly that have no correlation with one another at all.
Nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. People follow this asshole. I follow this asshole just to bring to you on the show and point out that Coach Dave is an asshole. And he's going back to Chappaqua to demand that Hillary Clinton be arrested. And now his implication is that somehow she had something to do with her brother dying.
Well, I mean, you know, fratricide, it happens a lot, especially among high profile people. And, you know,
I swear to God, I cannot take much more of this idiocy. I really cannot. I mean, I dig it up for the show, and it doesn't take a lot to dig it up for the show.
Yeah.
You can go to rightwingwatch.org if you really want to find even more ridiculous. That Coach Dave is just someone who's very ridiculous. It's easy to get a soundbite out of him. We've lost Alex Jones because, of course, his hate-filled rants have been banned from pretty much every form of social media.
Yeah.
And you're not going to watch it on his format.
I ain't pulling it off for him. Fuck him. Fuck Alex Jones. He can fuck straight off.
Ooh, well, I mean, he does seem like he might be a little gay because he fucked straight off.
He can fuck straight off. I have no use for Alex Jones.
Ooh, fuck that straight off, bitch.
Oh boy, it's Pride Month, by the way.
For anybody
who wasn't aware, it's Pride Month.
Pride Month, motherfuckers.
And we're not going to talk about it because we're all straight, but there was a lot of controversy about the Pride Parade in Sacramento and whether or not uniformed SAC PD officers should be there or not. And I don't want to get into a discussion about it because I'm a straight white guy. I have no say in this at all. I'm not going to pretend to have a say about it or an opinion on it because I am not going to delve into that at all. Not touching it. And no, absolutely not. I'm just letting you know it was an issue and it was a big issue. And I saw some things from my gay friends and some super sensitive friends who aren't gay but just want to help or think they're going to help. And it was a lot. It was a lot. And I'm not going to let you delve into it.
I'm not going to delve into it. I want to make sure that we get the facts straight, because I think that this is what caused the biggest fucking problem in the whole situation.
Justin Lair.
No. I think that the really big issue is that the media, like, people did not explain or tell people from the beginning what the issue was, and it shouldn't have been the issue. Like, from the beginning, it was like people took it, and what the public took it as is the gay people don't want cops there. And like, that's not what it was, because they still wanted the cops that were going to be there, that would be there in any normal parade or whatnot in the first place, in their uniforms. That wasn't an issue. The issue was having cops in the parade, in their uniform, parading and celebrating inside the parade.
Because they didn't want to confuse them with the village people?
That was just the issue. That was the issue at hand. They did not want to let the cops march with pride. So, in uniform. They could even identify themselves as cops some other way. They just didn't want them in uniform. Well, and it got put out in the media that they just didn't want cops there, and that wasn't the case.
Well, there were going to be undercover cops in the parade anyway. So,
what he's saying is, I'm just saying.
Look, that's what when I look at comments, and I said, like, everybody was commenting like as if it was they didn't want cops there at all, and that wasn't the case. You know,
here was my comment. I didn't say anything because it's not my place to say anything.
So,
about it.
Did they not want cops there in uniform because Pride started with the cops beaten?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
That was why. Exactly. Okay. That's why that makes sense. And the factions came from the people of color and trans community not wanting the cops there, and then the cis white gay guys being the dominant force saying that they wanted them there. Yeah, those are the ones that got really upset.
Okay. I get it.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Not delving into it. That's just the facts of
that's
it.
That's the facts of it. So I understand why now.
Yeah.
Because of the history of the reason why we have Pride.
Sure. Moving right along. Headline, vandals take 120 whoopie pies in the Skowhegan Lions Club break-in.
Oh, man.
Whoopie pies, huh?
Yep. Skowhegan, Maine, a reported break-in at the Skowhegan Lions Club booth at the town's fairgrounds, has the group disheartened by a mess that has been left Sunday morning in exchange for several boxes of missing whoopie pies. John Yowney, director of the club, said the break-in is believed to have happened overnight Saturday and resulted in about $1,000 of damage or stolen goods. Saying, we're a volunteer organization, we raise money from the public and spend it back on the public. It's just kind of frustrating to find out someone has willy-nilly trashed your place. That's right, willy-nilly is the quote. He said the group has hosted a fundraiser for about 1,200 people, and the booth was left spotless when he went to check on the inventory Friday. On Sunday, however, the group discovered a freezer of whoopie pies had been broken into, and 10 boxes, which is about 120 pies, had been stolen. A refrigerator of cookies was also emptied, and a gallon of iced tea was half drunk.
Somebody that was high.
Yeah, say something I was doing.
It's not funny. Packages of plastic silverware and plastic gloves were thrown all over the floor. Yowney says the door to the booth was locked when the break-in happened, adding, whoever did this, we can teach them what service is if they come forward and confess. They can work off their crime, working with us to help those in need. Then they'll realize why we do what we do, and that all the stuff here is to assist those who have a greater need than we do. Now, Skowhegan Police Officer Tim Williams said he could not comment on the investigation, and Police Chief David Bucknam could not be reached for comment on Sunday. What of the whoopie pies? You guys familiar with whoopie pies?
I thought I knew what it was, but when they said they had to be refrigerated, I wasn't sure.
They're not really pie. They're, oh God, what do they look like? Think of them like ice cream sandwiches, but it's not ice cream in the middle. It's like a, it's like
a whipped cream.
Yeah, it's like a whipped cream. And think of like a big fluffy chocolatey bun.
Okay.
With whipped cream in the middle. That's a whoopie pie.
I've had something like that, but it was like marshmallow in the center instead of.
Yeah, it's a very Northeast thing.
I bet you have.
I love marshmallows, man. I like s'mores, anything, man.
Quickly, we'll go to the comments. There's not a lot. Nimrod comments, well, that takes the cake.
Yeah.
Mark Usinger replied to that saying, sounds like an inside job to me. Inside of their stomachs, that is. MGH Main says, check recent pre-diabetes screenings. Sanford Rules with three Z's said the entire population of Skowhegan Elementary Schools have been named as suspects in this crime. And Bob Rossi, he's the winner in this. After seeing this story and the one about the seagull, I had to check the date on the masthead, and no, it's not April 1st. So thank you to the people of Maine for contributing to Small Town News, and thank you for listening to the WTH podcast. You can get us anywhere you get podcasts. You can listen on Alexa via the TuneIn app. You just have to say, Alexa. Now, the first time you have to say it this way, Alexa, play podcast, WTH podcast from TuneIn, and then it'll play it. From there on, you can just say, Alexa, play WTH podcast, and we'll be right there.
You can also say, okay, Google.
I would imagine so. Have you tried the Google?
Okay, Google, play WTH podcast on Pod Addict.
On Pod Addict? I don't know what that is.
Me either.
Pod Addict is a PODADDICT. It's a pod.
Well, I can spell.
Yeah.
I just know what the fuck that is.
That's my podcast.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for supporting the show in any way that you can. Back on Monday, we've got grievances for you. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.